Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio and Television Network. As I and other observers have been stating repeatedly since the November 5 election, just because Trump and Republicans in general won in a modest landslide that overcame widespread election and vote fraud, doesn't mean we freedom lovers are out of the woods yet. Not by a long shot, as they say. And of course, we believe this year's election was actually a massive Trump and pro-Trump Republican landslide, just as in 2020 and 2022, but that's another matter. Many of us believe this transition period before Trump can take office is extremely dangerous. There are powerful forces committed to preventing Trump and his people actually getting at least some control over our gargantuan, leftist-dominated, entrenched governmental bureaucracy, and hopefully beginning to dismantle the so-called deep state. We are now seeing what the Communist Globalist Alliance is working at in order to destroy Trump and the MAGA, that's Make America Great Again, movement. Escalation of the Russian-Ukraine war, the mysterious drone swarms being witnessed by people all over the U.S. now, plans for civil unrest, a new pandemic, and other plots, including possible new assassination attempts, are believed to be developing to stop Trump and his new administration. And just today, I was watching the Alex Jones show, and Owen Schroyer, one of his crew, was filling in for him, and Schroyer was reporting all of these so-called news organization stories. This is the legacy media, the leftist-dominated media, Reuters, The Guardian, the New York Times, Washington Post. They're all reporting within the past 24 hours about this terrifying bird flu pandemic. There's been one case found in Louisiana, and now the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has declared an emergency based on that. So lots of stuff going on. Now, among these, you may have heard about the recent assassination of a Russian general who was preparing to expose U.S. corruption related to reportedly illegal bioweapon labs in Ukraine. Now, they may also have been used for, well, apparently were also used for biological research, like it happened in Wuhan, China, right? The GatewayPundit.com's Jim Hoft reported in an article posted December 18, quote, "As reported earlier in May 2022, Democrats in the U.S. partnered with pharma companies and foundations led by George Soros and Bill Gates to set up bioresearch in Ukraine, using the project to generate additional funding for elections. The Russian military claimed in its latest biolab briefing." Quote, we're continuing to quote the story, but they're also quoting within the quote. It says, "It needs to be said that the ideologues of the U.S. military biological research in Ukraine are leaders of the Democratic Party," said Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, head of the Russian Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Protection Force, as reported by Russia Today. That's, I believe, RT.com is their website. And the article continues, "According to RT, the U.S. government set up a way to fund the military bioresearch directly from the federal budget, but also used government guarantees to raise funds from non-governmental organizations controlled by the leadership of the Democratic Party," Kirillov said. "These organizations include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros' Open Society and Investment Funds, the Rockefeller Foundation, the EcoHealth Alliance, and Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners," Kirillov claimed. Now, Kirillov was the Russian general who was blown up a day or two ago outside his apartment in Moscow, as I understand it. And the last paragraph of the article states, the Russian Defense Ministry spokesman also named Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and Gilead as involved in the scheme, quote, using it to test medications while bypassing international safety standards, according to RT, end quote, according to RT. In return, Big Pharma donates to the Democratic Party, Kirillov claimed. These allegations need serious investigation, and if laws were violated, those responsible should be prosecuted. Whatever is true, General Kirillov's assassination is sure to lead to further escalation of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which is already on the verge of becoming a much wider war involving European and even U.S. military assets that could even become a nuclear confrontation. Here's a lengthy video clip from the December 10 edition of The Alex Jones Show, broadcast on his, as he notes, embattled website, Infowars.com, and elsewhere on the internet, detailing what Jones considers the key current threats we are facing. In case you were unaware, Alex Jones and Infowars have been found liable for an incredible $1.4 billion in damages in what Jones describes as a kangaroo trial civil defamation case he says was funded by left-wing billionaire George Soros. This was over Jones purportedly claiming in a broadcast years ago that a Connecticut elementary school massacre by the mentally ill Adam Lanza, who I believe was once a student there, was a hoax. I didn't see Jones say this, and he has stated he does not believe the massacre was a hoax and that he only reported what others were claiming. He's appealing the judgment, but in the meantime, he's had to declare bankruptcy. Recently, the left-wing publication The Onion and its parent company, I believe it's called Global Tetrahedron, tried to purchase the rights to Infowars in a suspicious auction, but that was rejected and overturned by a judge, and further rulings and or a new auction are reportedly slated for January 2025. Alex Jones says The Onion was actually a front organization used to hide funding from the leftist billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg, as I understand it, has had big business with communist China. Jones plans to stay on the air regardless, but he may have to leave the platform, Infowars.com. But for now, he's continuing to broadcast. Anyway, here's the clip.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2024, and the globalists have officially launched three new pandemics to bring us to heal.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you could set your watch by it, you could mark your calendar by it, and we did ad nauseum. I told you over and over and over and over again that there were four main tracks and some subtracks the globalists had openly prepared and even admitted in public statements they were going to use to maintain control over humanity and bring in their global cashless society AI slave grid completely. The social credit score nightmare. And of course, that's expansion of war and destabilization. We're already in World War III. General Flynn agreed with me yesterday that's the case. It is racial balkanization and division to try to drive Trump from office if he gets in 40 days. It is a new group of plandemics or viral hysteria. That's now officially, you can put a fork in it today, they're going with it, it's happening. That was very clear already, but now they've officially said it's going down. New lockdowns, total hysteria. They're saying it's going to be way worse than COVID. I mean, wait till I get to it. And then you've got economic collapse that's mixed into all of that. Big cyber attacks they can blame on the Russians. They've also got drones everywhere that are obviously human run, harassing everybody. And then the media is implying it's aliens. They're doing it in Europe, the UK, Australia, the US, Canada. It's a globalist operation. I guess that's a fifth track, Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion. It is quite a time to be alive right now. And of course, we have Henry Kissinger and even Ronald Reagan saying we could use an alien threat to unify the planet. But do they mean unify that around the globalist agenda? Currently. So we've got one hell of a broadcast lined up for you today. Then we've also got the fact that the judge had an evidentiary hearing yesterday in Houston about whether Michael Bloomberg's Everytown group that's now come out in court financed and runs the attempted takeover of InfoWars as the Onion is its front group. And they're clearly fraudulent fake auction with the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department that was given to them and the bigger bid excluded. And they admit they want me off the air. That's been extended into to today. And so we're there waiting for that shoe to drop. The ex-lawyers also spent the first hour of the hearing yesterday explaining that they're not going to give the Alex Jones handle or any of the handles to the bad guys. But they went on to say, but we have no say in Jones's content. That's separate from us. People said, well, they're not defending you. X doesn't have jurisdiction over my content. And these people don't either, because I'm not like Prince where I got a record deal. It's my persona. It's my will. It's my words. It's 13th Amendment against slavery. They cannot ever own that, but they're going to try. That'll affect all of you as a precedent-setting case. Stay with us. It is Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. I come to you from the very front lines of more than just the information war, but the very battle for the future destiny of humanity. All right. It is now official on every front. The globalists are trying to trigger a race war in America as the cover for a coup against President Trump and mass uprisings. That's official. I've been telling you for years that if Trump could retake the White House, that was one of their main plans because they had publicly prepared it. Now we're here, and they're using the Daniel Penny case to say burn down the country, kill all the white people. That is a tiny minority of brainwashed leftist black people on the Soros payroll. So they've got that heated up in case they can't kill Trump before he gets into office. That'll be one of the big challenges they throw at him there. We've got all of that information, and we'll be hitting that coming up at the start of the next hour. But that's off 40 days from now. They're just getting it warmed up and ready to serve right on time. And they're going to have, again, massive terror attack on a black college or a black gathering, black grocery store, something like that, black church. And migrants will be attacked as soon as Trump gets in, guaranteed, 100%, that's done. That's going down. Unless Trump speaks about it and we get ahead of it and see the move. As I predicted in the last 3 years, that as soon as Trump got reelected, if he could, if we overrode the fraud with a big enough landslide, that NATO would start bombing inside Russia. I would name the missiles, ATACMS, Storm Shadows, and others, which normally are nuclear-tipped, but they would do conventional to try to get Russia to overreact because they don't know when those missiles are coming in, whether they're nuclear-tipped or not. They started bombing Russia three weeks ago with it. Russia tested an intermediate ballistic ICBM nuclear-capable multiple warhead delivery system and said, you're in check. So they haven't done that since then because Russia threatened to start nuking if they did any more. Globalists may still do it any moment now. That's how crazy they are in the next 40 days. But you've seen Syria overthrown, civil war in Georgia, and I'm not talking about Georgia peaches in the south. I'm talking about Georgia and southern Europe. Then you've got Romanian election canceled after a patriot won. It was anti-war, anti-globalist. NATO now set up a dictatorship there and is set to obviously have some provocation between Romania and Russia as the pretext to declare Article 5 and bring NATO directly into the war. You have Netanyahu on Sunday in the Golan Heights, the Israeli prime minister, saying, oh, don't worry, we're just going in 5 miles for a little while. We're going to leave. We're just getting a security perimeter. Now they've gone 16 miles in at least, only 20 miles from the capital of Syria, the oldest country in the world. And Netanyahu has now said, quote, the Golan mountain range is, quote, ours forever. So this will obviously continue. It looks like Israel is going to take at least half of Syria. I predicted this days ago. It wasn't hard to predict. It's like the five armies battle in The Hobbit. Now, Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey, I mean, they have elections, but he's an admitted dictator, largest conventional military in Europe, member of NATO, is now threatening war with Israel if they don't basically leave Syria. And he's saying it's his. And, of course, Turkey's going to take a large sector, but they say that should be part of Turkey going back to the Ottoman Empire. So you've got, like, Hitler and Stalin. You can choose which is Hitler, which is Stalin, but that's the historic perspective. I'm not saying the politics are exactly the same. But you got Israel and you got Turkey now. Okay, they're dividing a country up, and now they're eyeing each other and threatening each other, and that's how these things just cascade and escalate. I would imagine you're going to see a false flag attack on Poland, probably, because Zelensky already got caught doing that 2 years ago, but it came out that it was his missiles, so Russia didn't get officially attacked by NATO yet. Now they are, but not for that pretext. NATO even blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, tried to use that as a pretext to attack Russia, saying they did it. Now it's admitted NATO did it. Really, the U.S. did it. And I would imagine a bunch of other countries will suddenly be overthrown by NATO, where NATO has a presence, but now they'll officially overthrow them to further antagonize and poke the bear, as they say. You got a whole bunch of intelligence heads and generals on all sides say, yeah, World War III began about 3 weeks ago. I said it 2 days before it officially started getting announced everywhere, just because you can look at the facts and the escalation point, all the different players and the different power blocks, and yeah, that's a world war. And I said, I would imagine, and we had Scott Bennett on a few months ago. By the way, the crew did find the clip, and he said, yeah, I would imagine that NATO will overthrow Romania. And then Israel and others, Turkey, will go into Syria. Of course, he died right after he came back from Ukraine. He had a 24-hour cancer. Very suspicious. Those are very fast-acting, aren't they? So there is just a lot of craziness going on, so crazy. I mean, I just really have trouble grasping it myself. And then, of course, you've got hundreds of incidences a week in every Western country. That's when you know it's Western countries and it's human. You can look at them and see it as. And you'll see hundreds or dozens, or sometimes thousands of drones, some large, some small, just harassing military bases, ports, naval ships, government buildings, and you can see they're human drones, and then the media acts like it's aliens, and they'll do a bunch of light shows and things and get together in a group like a big flying saucer, and you can see it's drones. And China, they have hundreds and sometimes thousands of drones, and they have dragons flying around in the air, or big soldiers walking, 1,000-foot-tall soldiers. That's the image, the illusion they make. You'll see blue whales swimming around in the sky. So China just shows them there. Oh, here's 1,000 drones flying in unison. Here it's, oh, my God, what is it? And then everyone marvels and just keeps asking, what are these 100 drones that flew over San Antonio last night? Ooh, what's that? Looks like a flying saucer. And anybody can look at it and see that it's a bunch of drones in unison doing a live show. But that's the PSYOP we live under. And you already had the PSYOP that you're all going to die if you don't take this shot. Then the shot erases your immune system and then causes at least 30 million people to die. So if they'll do that, they'll do anything. And so our government, the corporations that have hijacked it and run it, had brought us into World War III. It's happening now. And the general public still is basically unaware that that's even happening. The only question is, will it go nuclear? How bad will it escalate? Or can the brakes be put on, as Trump's trying to do, valiantly, sanely? And you got the UFO blue beam is now being soft deployed. That's a fake alien invasion. So they're soft deploying. Well, it's really a strong deployment, but they're not saying the aliens are attacking us yet. That would be the official blue beam deployment. That shelved U.S. government plan for a fake alien invasion. So blue beam is now being rolled out, being beta tested publicly. Well, it's beyond beta. It's a soft launch. So there's a soft launch of blue beam. World War III is now officially, we're in it. We're living in it right now. They've already hit us with a giant viral attack and bioweapon attack through the shot, synthetic attack. And then they're rolling out new total hysteria officially. So we're in a new multiple pandemic hysteria launch, World War III, blue beam soft launch. They're doing the soft launch of the race war cover. If Trump gets in 40 days, as the Democrats have officially said they will do, they will then hype up racial division. They will then demonize Trump for arresting illegals and human traffickers and drug dealers and deporting them. And then they've said Trump's going to kill the migrants and the black people with no evidence. Obviously, they're going to add the final ingredient of a false flag or false flags and then have the Democrat states and cities secede. Say that he's not the president when he tries to call it the military constitutionally. They will declare it unconstitutional, as the Pentagon already says it's unconstitutional for him to use the military domestically, when that's not true, when they're aiding local law enforcement or the Border Patrol in taking out aliens under the law. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. I mean, it's in the Declaration of Independence, for God's sakes, heaven's sakes. So that's an official plan. So they've got the race war as the cover for civil unrest, martial law, political coup against Trump, because, you know, he's a Nazi and all supporters are Nazis. So that's going hot. That's going live. Like you flip a switch with the Soros-funded Black Lives Matter saying kill the white people and all the rest of it. We got those clips coming up. So they're doing the prep and the pre-launch rollout of the race-based civil war. Totally synthetic, run by the globalists, CIA, think tanks. They got the World War III. They got the alien rollout. They got the viral rollout. They can do the economic collapse. They can do a giant cyber attack and blame on whoever they want and knock the power out. And if people aren't aware that the globalists aren't going to go quietly, that their big financial bubble's coming to an end and they need to launch their new global cashless society system to be the cover for the collapse of the old system and then bring in total control. I mean, that's where we are.
Here's an interesting perspective on the catastrophic Biden-Harris administration by conservative commentator and researcher Dr. Steve Turley. And this was broadcast recently on YouTube. Turley discusses both the international intentional efforts to create chaos intended to facilitate a full-blown Marxist takeover of America, as well as the reasons for the astounding incompetence of Joe Biden and his people, which again truly relates to Marxism and the concept of bio-Marxism.
Much of a ringing endorsement, and we all know which one Trump falls under. And let's remember who else has been given this title in years past in the same category: Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Vladimir Putin. In fact, Stalin won the distinction twice, just like Trump. Regardless of the company he keeps, we know how important these magazine covers are to Trump. Just look at this tour he gave the Washington Post in 2015 of his Trump Tower office, with a wall adorned with his various cover appearances.
Oh, Joyless Mead, Joyless Reed. As you can see, she is so big mad, but unfortunately her seething hate has blinded her to the fact that so many of her idols have also been on the cover of Time, right? Obama, Greta. Oh, and don't forget that she herself was the Time Magazine Person of the Year, as were all of you. The year was 2006, and Time Magazine declared three letters, Y-O-U, you, as the Person of the Year. It was a rather futile attempt, trying to be clever, of course, but they made all of us Person of the Year in 2006. So Joyless Reid isn't just insulting us in her latest unhinged rant. She ironically and unknowingly implicated herself. But that's just par for the course in the mindless drivel that passes as legitimate news commentary on the dying, fledgling network of MSNBC.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Well, Mr. President-elect and former president, thank you, Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So, good. Welcome.
Gang, what you just saw there was both the president and the vice president eerily congratulating Trump and promising a peaceful transition of power. Well, that's something I'd like to believe, but it's hard to believe those words when they're coming from the mouths of pure serial liars. I mean, career liars. So what does that mean for the next few months? The opposite of what they're promising. So absolute chaos economically, culturally, politically. We might be in for war for all we know. So what should you do? You should at least own some gold. The markets might be up right now, but who knows what's going to happen between now and January. You need to protect yourself against the last hurrah of the worst administration America has ever had. We know it's coming. I don't know what, but something is between now and January 20th. You might think they're just going to hand over a pristine, happy, functioning country to the man they tried to assassinate and put in jail, entirely ruin. No, something's coming, and you need to be financially prepared for it. You need to talk to Goldco and protect yourself against this last battle. Get some gold in your portfolio. In the coming months, you'll be glad that you did. Click the link in the description below or scan the QR code and just chat with them. You'll be glad that you did. USA Today. Yes, believe it or not, USA Today, a staple in the dying legacy media, has just come out with a piece describing the one and done Biden presidency as the single greatest political disaster in the history of our nation. Biden, in many ways, Biden made Jimmy Carter's four-year failure look stellar by comparison. Carter got to live to see the one single doof that could outdo his colossal catastrophe of an administration. Biden's administration, USA Today admits, has been comprised of one disastrous decision after another, from his inexcusable handling of the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan to his inability to deter aggression from Russia and Hamas, to his reckless spending policies that fueled inflation and joblessness, to his willful neglect and dereliction of law enforcement duties at the southern border, all, of course, climaxing in his repeated lying and deception when it came to pardoning his own son, Hunter, for federal crimes. All of it together comprises what USA Today calls a four-year record of immoral and irresponsible leadership that was, of course, completely repudiated by Trump's landslide win on November 5th. The only thing I think I would disagree with in this USA Today article, the only thing, is that this is emphatically not leadership. We have not seen 4 years of leadership. Biden doesn't have a leadership bone in his body. This was not leadership. This was negligence. This was 4 years of a dereliction of duty. Now, of course, the $10,000 question, well, given Biden-induced inflation, the $35,000 question is, why? Why on earth would Biden do this? Is it incompetence? Is it intentional? And as I'm sure you just guessed, the answer is yes. It's both. Let's start with the intentional side of things. I'm sure many of you have heard or are familiar with something called the Cloward-Piven strategy. Now, if not, you want to do some reading up on this because it is absolutely fascinating. It's going to blow your mind. It goes back to this article published back in 1966 in the ultra-left publication known as The Nation. They're still around. They're basically a Marxist publication. And the article was entitled The Weight of the Poor, A Strategy to End Poverty. Okay, so the end is justifying the means, as it were. If you just that's the big picture of this article. Keep in mind that the same legacy media, this is just as an aside, keep in mind that the same legacy media that was obsessed over Project 2025, which, by the way, is about to be implemented, right? Now that the election is over, you know, okay, we can all admit it now. Project 2025 is going to be absolutely lit. Trump was all in, and he's actually appointing people who are the architects of Project 2025 to his cabinet. So, yeah, you were right. But anyway, same legacy media that was obsessed over Project 2025 could not give a rip. They couldn't give a moment's notice of this openly published Cloward-Piven strategy. And we'll find out precisely because they're fellow participants in it. The 1966 article was written by two professors from Columbia University. Now, that's important. Columbia University was the queen bee's nest for cultural Marxism in our nation. If you don't know, during World War II, members of the cultural Marxist school known as the Frankfurt School left Europe and settled in America, in American academia, and their home base was Columbia University. So 2 decades later, we've got two Columbia professors advocating for our federal leaders to force a crisis in the welfare system in order to compel the federal government to enact a new program for direct income distribution. And so the strategy boiled down to intentionally provoking a series of political crises, largely caused by straining the capacity of local governments to be able to effectively govern. So you think precisely like we're seeing in New York with Mayor Eric Adams and the illegal immigration crisis, or in San Francisco with their homeless and crime crisis, or with the Soros-funded soft-on-crime DAs and the violent crime crisis that's been unleashed in our nation's cities. This article advocates that federal leaders need to deliberately overwhelm the social system with a series of governing crises, which they believe would ultimately compel national Democrat leaders to respond with a federal solution, such as a guaranteed annual income that would override local conflicts and provide a permanent resolution to poverty. Keep in mind, this was authored while Lyndon Baines Johnson was president. I don't know if they foresaw a Democrat supermajority for the foreseeable future, but it's interesting, published in 1966. Now, what's key here is that they explicitly state in the article that the news media needs to play an indispensable role in the information warfare needed to indoctrinate the public to support this cultural Marxist vision. So that's what's called the Cloward-Piven strategy. It's basically strategic chaos in order to bring about a communist revolution. Chaos breeds cultural Marxism. Now, it's obviously not Soviet communism, right? That's key. But it is Marxism, or better, as Orrin McIntyre explains in his book, The Total State. You want to check out the interview I just did with him yesterday. It's actually technically known as modernist managerialism. All right, this is what all the different totalitarian systems, whether it's the secular globalism of the WEF, or whether it's fascism, or whether it's communism, whatever it is, it's all united by the modernist conception of managerialism. It's a rule by elites, a sort of neo-feudalized rule by an aristocracy that control and coordinates the whole of political and economic life. And the Cloward-Piven strategy sees chaos and social disruption as indispensable to realizing such a managerial vision. So that's the intentional side of things. But there is most certainly, and thankfully, at least it turns out to be a blessing to us, there is most certainly a full-blown incompetence element to this as well. Remember, the first victim of evil is the evildoer. That's a key theological insight. The first victim of evil is the evildoer. The first sign of destruction of evil is the soul of the one infested with evil. So we're not just seeing an intentional dimension to this chaos. We're seeing an incompetence dimension, a debilitating incompetence dimension. And it's actually, again, built into the cake of this Marxism. It's something called bio-Leninism. Okay, we've talked about this before, but bio-Leninism is the notion that inevitably Marxist coalitions will place at the top of the social hierarchy, the social pyramid, as society's leaders, they will end up putting into place in that leadership society's misfits, for lack of a better term. In other words, whereas traditional Leninism promoted adherents getting promoted through the ranks by virtue of their ideological fidelity to Marxism, bio-Leninism promotes more on the basis of one's identity and the resemblance one has to victim classes, hence bio. And so bio-Leninism inevitably ends up enthroning and enshrining as leaders those people whose lack of competence and skills render them most unlikely to assume leadership positions. And so bio-Leninism inevitably suffers from a competency crisis precisely because competency has been replaced by victim identity as the primary screening procedure for promotions and positions of leadership. Does that not perfectly summarize Kamala Harris? I mean, and the whole Kamala Harris campaign, everyone associated with her, the whole of it. Does that not summarize the whole of CNN and MSNBC and late night television with those witless, talentless imbeciles like Colbert and Kimmel? They all represent a political class devoid of the competence to either manage or persuade, because competence is no longer frame of reference for promotion. You get promoted now solely on the basis of your victim identity, or you get promoted solely on your basis on your affinity with that victim identity, but you don't get promoted because of competence. Competence is no longer a key frame of reference for promotion. So what we're witnessing right before our very eyes is the social world that bio-Leninism built simply imploding in on itself. The irony in all of this is that it, in intentionally stoking crisis after crisis to overwhelm the system, these woke leftist radicals missed the ultimate crisis that they themselves cause by virtue of their own Marxist system, which is a competency crisis.
So as you can see, many of us believe the ending of the Biden-Harris regime, its idiocy and communist globalist shenanigans, is far from over. We run the distinctly possible risk of another communist globalist coup to destroy Donald John Trump and MAGA and plunge us back into another hellish Marxist takeover of America and the ending of this nation as we have known it. I believe the situation is so dangerous that Trump should call off the huge public inauguration ceremony being planned for January 20. But that is not for me to decide. Now, what do I mean when I mention the term globalist as an element of a communist and globalist alliance working diligently against freedom and for the destruction of our constitutional republic? Globalism, says anti-communist video maker and researcher Trevor Loudon of trevorloudon.com, that's TrevorLoudon.com, is actually another term for communism. That is, a world government based on totalitarianism and constructed along communist ideological lines. This is because we have today a large group of world government-worshipping so-called globalists allied with the Communist Chinese Party, CCP, and other communist organizations around the world. These globalists include powerful U.S. and other corporations, or at least elements within them, the leadership and so forth, with deep financial ties to China, and often also involved with the infamous World Economic Forum, the WEF, and the bureaucrats at the totalitarian United Nations. I mean totalitarian. You look at their website, you see, why are we funding this communist and other totalitarian worshiping organization? And there they plot to transform Western civilization into assorted vassal states of a new world economic and governmental order. These fool madmen and madwomen actually believe that they will be in charge as leaders of this new world order, and thus, just as elites in other totalitarian governments down through history, will stay or become wealthy and powerful while they decide the fates of us common people around the globe. So yes, we do indeed have much to be concerned about today. The struggle for freedom and to destroy tyranny is far from over. Well, that's all for another show. As always, we hope you found the content today of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show, and it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com and elsewhere on the internet, including Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and rumble.com. Look for us with another show 2 weeks from today, this same time slot, and have a great rest of your day and evening.